in the house of Aphra. It came as a film, a light texture felt like what a word might make spoken against your skin. So a slight pressure you could take away, moving your hand away. Or how withdrawing my fingers from the keyboard where, refreshed, I was given the instant feeds. I found the word dust. Then someone else saw it as grit in the eye. So not dust itself, but a watery lens that sprang from the irritant. Dunes and eclipses, redactions and detentions we would now meet through, and the dust accumulated. Some discovered the dust between their teeth like raspberry seeds, something to work with the tongue to jaw when speaking, and in speaking, new dust. But everyone was embarrassed, unsure it wasn't only on their breath, clotting their speech. Then a first hand caught dust pressed on the palm it coupled, the throat it set upon, the body brought close in the dark. Carlsbad Caverns, New Mexico, May 2010. Because in all great stories, you must descend into the deep, and though not great, we go down into it, having acquired our guide, since there's always a guide, the one who knows the forest path, the cave, the requisite rituals and incantations, what charms, what gifts to coax the dead, because the dead have what we're after and keep the way out. So we're invited by Ben, our park ranger in shorts and tucked-in shirt, the desiccated colors of Sybil's leaves, to touch the stone greased by the decades of visitors' palms. A plan, Ben says, to conserve the living rock below, the millennia of minerals spiked and swelling as water's residue. And what is it that will be scoured from us as the residue of fire? The detritus stuck between the wheels will be churned in and passed. And if all my unkindnesses from first to last could be recalled like so much sand to mark the time I must pay back, then there is work for justice to perform, to ask each crime to reenact its suffering as its fine, for each broken faith another skin to bear in hand like Michelangelo's self carried down to judgment by St. Bartholomew. When the elevator doors open, it's a landscape crawled up from underwater and vaguely sexual, like an Ernst painting. I imagine the first mortal to enter here, the country he found in his meager light, to have our turn at the nipple-shaped stalagmite. We check our flashes and file into the queue. To the architects of our present misfortune. Do you know that movie where people fall asleep each night, only to have the world redrawn, their roles recast, each day's newness the result of alien technology and a shifty collaborating doctor? A person would feel bad. You see the hero rise up, but you know you're not him. At least the probability you prize so much tells us so. Or how in Italy once a man tried dreaming a place fit for you, and what he thought of was ice and the rank, sad mouths he set you in. It helps to acquire an image, to gather things you can hold in hand to grease the bouncer, then to stake your bet at the table, take the house to the bank. It helps to imagine the air accruing not much else beyond desperation when passed from lungs to lungs as in a parlor game. The kids may still know what that means even without having a word for it, without having seen one. We'll have to owe you for the tips about the pleas and shells, how to divide a piece of paper infinitely, how the name of the person whose extension we are calling will always be legion. About certain things, it's best not to feign ambivalence, your arm in a vice, fire tracking ash across what were once tracked homes in suburban California. But meeting a wolf, you think you might just understand the mechanism of a jaw, the sole purpose of teeth, how lonely it can get out there. We were not really built for this. We invested a canary in the shaft, and all we got back was a thin flute's thin song. The snake was only ever meant to learn what happened to the bird, the cat, the snake, the coyote, the tangible evidence of our growing despondency. Fellow members, I know it's our blind faith and speculation that keeps the meat from rot, that lights the rooms we need to cross to reach still other rooms for love and thoughts, artistic machinations. If only that cock Crassus had shown up, the boardroom would have fallen before me.